come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live. Yeah, you talked to everybody until the show started, and then you walked over. I knew that's what was going to happen. It is awesome. Coming to you live from Daytona Beach as we get ready for BKFC on Friday night, 9-1-1. No, it's not a 9-1-1. It's 9-1-1. Action-packed show. Let me run it down for you real quick. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll head out to Las Vegas for this weekend's UFC. Brian Barberina, better known as Bam Bam, will be on, followed by, and I'm trying to do this in the proper time slots, Thiago Alves will be on at the bottom of the hour. Returning back-to-back weeks, Sajera Eubanks, who did not get to fight last week. So we'll talk to her about the week and how awful that would be. You know, it's one thing getting ready, and then you can't. Now you have to wait 7 more days to eat and all that kind of stuff. Who do we got? Then Kendall stopping by, Kendall Grove, Reggie Barnett. And, you know, I do 6 seconds of research.
Sure.
Looking forward to it. He is from Virginia Beach, so we're going to talk about some seafood buffets.
There you go.
That I used to eat back in my military days. All right, so food got me here.
It did.
You know, are we coming? Are we not coming? Should we not? We stopped off at the Pastrami Project.
Yes.
In Orlando.
A food truck that was featured on Diners, Drives, and Dives.
Not only was the sandwich awesome, and Steve, thank you very much, Thanks, Steve. Bought one to take home for my wife to eat tomorrow.
That's where you're a veteran, and I'm still a rookie, because I didn't buy my wife nothing.
Yes.
We got to stop on the way back.
Well, we're stopping. We already have reservations at a buffet in Lakeland.
Even better.
Yeah. So you drive me there, and I'll eat while you wait in the car.
I love doing road trips. I love traveling. I love the things are starting to open back up.
But the problem with going anywhere with you is you just walk around aimlessly, thinking you're going to just walk right in like you own the place.
Well, I do. I mean, I'm a pizza guy.
Well, you don't. I understand that. But you don't have the red bag.
Well, I know. If I had the red bag, not even the pizza.
They don't know. That's what you ought to
just
do from now on.
Just bring the bag.
Just bring the bag and a couple boxes.
Empty boxes.
They would
have no idea until they open the box.
Well, you can't open it.
Right, because it's sealed for COVID.
Because of COVID and social distancing, we can't show you the pizza.
We could have driven on the track at the Speedway today if that was the case.
We did come pretty close to it as it was. So, and Chris Lytle will be on.
How can you forget Chris Lytle? He's the best pizza man I've ever had in my restaurant.
Well, which says a lot since he's never made a pizza.
Oh, well, he did. And he was fantastic.
Well, he was, but bad news coming out of $1.
Oh, no.
So, already predicting.
It's because he wears the bad number.
No, that's a good
It's
number.
A curse.
16-0. The Buccaneers are going to go 16-0. Then they're going to run through the playoffs. They're going to win the Super Bowl that may or may not happen in Tampa. Mike Evans got hurt. I think it's his hammy, which he ended the season, if I remember, on the DL because of the hamstring.
What's the difference between a hammy and a pastrami?
One you eat and the other you can replace.
Glad a heck of a pastrami.
Oh, that's morning. A cadaver. Okay.
Cadaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's because he wears unlucky number 13.
Absolutely not. It's a lucky number.
According to you.
According to me. Now, I used to wear 13 back in the day. My brother wore 13. My son wore 13. And the reason, take a guess why I wore 13.
Because everybody hated it.
Exactly.
Because you're just that guy.
I'm that
you're
guy.
You're that guy.
I am. And then Dan Marino decides to wear it. And then other...
after you, Dan Marino?
No, Marino did wear it after
me.
I'm older than Marino.
That's true.
Jesus and I both wore 13 at the same time.
You guys both got the same sandals on.
Yeah, well, we did. These are the multi-billion dollar sandals. Still one of the greatest answers to any question ever asked.
That belongs in the Hall of Fame.
So what's going on with you? Give me a 30 seconds so I can take a quick nap.
I'm just excited to be here. You know, like the world we live in, everything's social distance. I mean, the great thing about the BKFC.
Back up a little. We're not 6 feet.
Yeah, but we don't have to be because the BKFC start at 3 feet apart. When they toe the line
right
inside the squared octagon, they're only 3 feet apart. So social distancing restrictions are loosening. Live events are coming back into our lives. We're actually able to socialize, be a part of like human species again around strangers and not be freaked out. So it feels good to be back. It feels good to be on the road. It feels good to see Chris Lytle, the best pizza guy I've ever had, walking in. Like, if you're here and I'm here, then who's at Tour de Pizza? That's my big question.
It's closed.
Unfortunately, you're probably right. So, it feels good to be back. It feels good to be around.
The atmosphere.
It does. Doesn't it? I mean, being around like athletes and be back in the road again. And
did you ever see the video of when my son said atmosphere at 3 years old?
No.
We did. He did a TV commercial.
Okay.
For a sports bar in, not really Newport Richey. It's, I guess, North Clearwater.
Okay.
And it was called Cheerleaders.
All right.
And I still have the video, so I should put it up. But the video was him at three.
Okay.
Ish, and two servers that were dressed as cheerleaders.
Okay, sure.
And they were holding them. Okay, so they're holding them up. And he says, so maybe he might have been a little bit older than three, but not by much. He said, some people come to cheerleaders for the beer. And then we showed a video of people drinking beer. Some people come to cheerleaders for the atmosphere. And he struggled how he said atmosphere.
Right.
And then, again, these two cheerleader servers are holding him. And he goes, but I come to cheerleaders for the girls. And both cheerleaders kissed him on the cheek. It was, it was cool.
Quite the ladies' man at 3 years old.
At 3 years old.
Yep. Must run in the family Harris jeans.
I don't know about that. We stopped by the Daytona International Speedway.
We did.
Thoughts on that?
It's iconic. I mean, what else can you say? That the power.
I want cars on it. Now, I've been there.
Yes.
I was the guest along with our very good friend and social distancing expert and crap starter Styles G. White.
The greatest Buccaneer to ever suit up.
Who says that?
Oh, I thought that was your tagline for him. That was your boy.
Absolutely. Warren Sapp was the greatest Buccaneer to ever suit up.
Well, before Tom Brady did it.
Well, first, he still hasn't suited up.
That's true. He has a jersey with his name on it.
Well, and again, with the way that I believe things, until he gets that gold jacket, no. Warren Sapp is the greatest Buccaneer to ever play for the Bucs. Now, if Brady does a lot in the next 2 or 3 years, Tom Brady might be the greatest player to ever play in the NFL. He may be the greatest player to ever play quarterback. I don't know if he comes in, and even if he leads him to a Super Bowl, does that make him the greatest Buccaneer of all time?
My question is there going to be an asterisk?
Are you not going to answer the question?
No, I mean, of course he's the greatest Buccaneer of all time. He's the greatest football player of all time. So
He's not. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh, come on. He's got six rings. Who else has even close?
Nobody.
Nobody. He's the greatest football player of all time. Forget the position.
Nah, I think you got to go position. Because it's totally different.
He's the greatest football player of all time. I think there's going to be an asterisk next to the season.
Absolutely not. There's no reason to.
Because some players aren't playing.
It doesn't matter.
Opted out.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody's been practicing the way that they should be. They haven't been eating right. No. They haven't been like taking it serious.
Zero.
There's going to be an asterisk. No matter who wins, there should be a big old asterisk on the top of that trophy.
There will not be, and there shouldn't be. It is no different. Now, if six teams were not playing, if five teams decided we're only going to play week one and two and then not play anymore, not having fans there, not having any of that going on, no, there is no asterisk. It means nothing. Nothing.
You think
there's going to be asterisks on all these fighters, you know, because they didn't get to have a proper camp? No.
No. But, I mean, how do we even know the NFL is going to have a season?
Well, we don't.
I mean, it hasn't started yet.
Right.
So.
But they will. I mean, they definitely will. All right, let's try to stay on track. So we're going to hit this break. When we come back, we're going to head out to Las Vegas. Bam Bam, Brian Barberini. I know I've butchered his name now twice.
At least you're not in person.
Yeah, well, that's why he's Bam Bam when we come back. Coming to you live from Daytona Beach, the home to Suites, across the street from the Daytona International Speedway. I almost said airport. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. This ride got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling.
Searching for a better way. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, back coming to you live from Daytona Beach as we get ready for an action-packed fight weekend. And before we go to our guest, I really blew it. I didn't start the show the way I should have.
Okay.
Out of respect to, I was very fortunate to know Lou Brock.
I was good. I just brought it up.
And great job by the station, you know, to run the Ozzie Smith.
Yeah, the legendary, you know, like baseball player Lou Brock passed away at age 81 this week.
Awesome. When I was bat boy, he was a superstar, and on and on and on. We'll get back to that.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about Lou Brock and
absolutely
the St. Louis Cardinals. But right now, let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for this weekend's UFC. Let's welcome to the program, Bam Bam, Brian Barberino. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for talking with me.
We appreciate your time. So kind of a strange fight week. I know it's just getting started. How difficult is it so far?
You know, things are pretty smooth. You know, there's obviously more tests and stuff going on with COVID and some things that we need to stay quarantined for and everything for certain periods of time. But I'm like to stay in the hotel anyways and kind of rest my body and just do the minimum amount of workouts to get the weight down. And so far things are going really smooth.
You know, when I've talked to all of the athletes over the past couple months, you know, I always, before the pandemic, I would always say it's a work week. It's not a vacation. You know, what do you do different? But it's different when you're not allowed to leave. If you normally don't leave, it's one thing, but you're really not allowed to go out. I mean, do you feel that like, I kind of want to, but I can't?
Yeah, a little bit, but I think the UFC is taking the most precautions as possible to keep the fighters safe and let these fights happen and let us, you know, earn our income by fighting. So for me, it's, you know, I I don't mind it too much, especially because that I want to, you know, fight often and make quick return after this one. And the best way to do that is just to stay as safe as possible, and they're doing that.
What have you done? What did you do differently, you know, for this fight camp over fight camps, you know, previously because of the pandemic, because of gyms being closed, because of contact has been a little more difficult over the past 5-6 months?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot different. And we, you know, sat down with my coaches over a phone call and training partners. And, you know, it's the risk is out there. And just we put together a small group of guys who were also happen to be getting ready for fights. And if they had a fight coming up in the near future, also we bring them together. So we had like a handful of guys, and we just ran practice with those guys. You know, at first we tried to wear masks while it's training, and they just kept coming off all the time, so it's kind of pointless to do that. So we just kept the group small and kept the gym closed on the times that we were going to be in there, and make sure that, you know, after practices and everything, that we're sanitizing, we're wearing a mask if we go out, even on our free time, that the people who are in that group are doing the best possible to stay safe during these times, so that way, you know, none of us have to get out of a fight because we tested positive for COVID.
Sure. This will be your first fight since the pandemic. Have you reached out to anybody that's fought at the Apex, or whether it was Jacksonville or Fight Island, just to kind of, you know, pick their brain, you know, no crowd, no this, no that? Or is it something, you know, everybody started, you know, in fairly empty arenas, even though it's been a while? So how did you or did you handle that?
Luckily enough, I had teammates who's fought, you know, a couple months before me. A teammate just fought, Impa Kasung and I just fought a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I've had a lot of the guys who I was preparing with come, you know, do their fights here at the UFC and the Apex and everything. So I get to kind of talk to them, and they get to tell me about, you know, what's it like during the week, what's it like in there. For me, I don't think it's going to be an issue anyways. I just enjoy fighting. And enjoying going in there and competing. So I'll be able to hear my coaches better. That's a plus. And just look forward to putting on a show.
I certainly miss, personally, I've covered the UFC since UFC 11, been to more than I even, you know, can remember. I miss being there, but I enjoy watching it with no crowd. I don't know if that's strange, but, you know, because I can hear the coaches, I can hear, you know, the punches and the strikes. And to me, it's more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think, you know, you can get more in-depth with it, really get into it more with the sounds of the kicks and the punches coming and landing, and really tell, like, how much power is really behind certain shots. I believe you can feel that through the TV and then just watching in general, and then hearing the input of the coaches or, you know, their cornermen in the corner yelling stuff out to them and how they react to it, how if they do it or not. I think it just really brings in you know, the fans watching. Definitely being there, of course, is a whole different feeling, and is awesome in its own sense. But I definitely could see why it's attracting more people without the fans.
When typically, you know, obviously you don't know about Saturday until Saturday comes, but typically as you make that walk to the octagon, what are you thinking about? Are you trying not to think at all? Are you trying to just kind of clear your mind?
Yeah, I just stay relaxed. You know, I've prepared hard for this. I know, you know, my abilities. I know my strengths and everything and what I'm going to go to and have our game plan. So for me, it's just staying relaxed and enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment and have some fun. And when I get in there, it's honestly, it's like kind of a release, weight lifted off my shoulders that, you know, I finally get to, I'm rested up for the week. I finally get to go in there and perform at 100% and give 100%. Without any issues and just let go. And so weight lifted off my shoulders. Instead of in practice, I'm not trying to, you know, beat my teammates into a pulp, or, you know, we got to work together every day. So to be able to finally let go in there and be able to perform at my best ability, it just makes it exciting for me, and just try to stay calm.
Well, it's your reward, right? It's your reward.
Absolutely.
From camp, from everything that you've done.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're 100% correct there. It's definitely the reward of all the hard work put in, and we got to go in there and put it all together and get the win.
Before I ask you about the fight I always ask a question, you know, so the national audience can kind of get to know you if they don't already know you. So one of my favorite questions, you're going to invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It cannot be family members. It can't be people from the gym. Who are the four people you're inviting over?
Wow, that's a tough question right off the top of my head. Can't be family members. Can't be people. Okay. That's tough.
Need jeopardy music.
Yeah, I know. We're on the road. We don't have a producer.
Well, the producer's at the station. Just not the producer with us. Nothing comes to mind? Somebody that you've always wanted or...
Not really. No, not at all, actually. There's some fighters, I guess, or football players. Or like, it'd be cool to have, you know, have Brian Urlacher over because I was a huge fan of him coming up playing football. I'd like to have, you know, Mighty Mouse Johnson, one of the best to ever do it.
Sure.
A farmer. I don't know any farmer, you know, just a farmer who's been involved in farming and ranching for their whole life with their family. So, because I'm a farmer myself, it'd just be great to, you know, have a conversation with someone who's been doing it for a long time.
Sure.
Wow.
We can leave it at three.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, before the COVID, and everybody started working from home, the farmer was the first at home job. You lived on the farm and you did your work.
What can you tell us about your opponent? And does it even matter about your opponent that all that really matters is what you're going to do Saturday night, not what your opponent's bringing to the cage?
Well, you know, actually, you nailed it right. Nailed the nail on the head there. It's all about, you know, me and, you know, especially coming back after being out for a little bit. Due to an injury, it was all focusing on getting myself back to me and being 100% me and putting in the work to sharpen up my best abilities and, you know, learn some new ones as well. So he's, you know, I know some things he likes to do just because, you know, my teammates tell me they've studied him. My coaches tell me he studied him. So we know what he likes to do. We know some habits. But for me, it's just I got to go in there and be me and perform the best of my ability and, He can't stop me.
Well, enjoy it on Saturday. It's been as the young kids like to say, it's been a minute. So have fun on Saturday. Enjoy it. We're going to put you on hold and send you out a care package from 8-Man Strong of some swag for coming on the show and talking to us today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian, Bam Bam gets back into the octagon on Saturday. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, I believe Thiago Alves will stop by. If not, Chris Lytle is here, and we may be able to watch a little fisticuffs to see who's up next. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan,
me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, back coming to you live from Daytona Beach as we get ready for 9/11. That's September 11th, not a 9/11. Well, it is a 9/11. Get your tickets.
It's important.
For Friday night. Hurry up. We have the president sitting down with us. It's not 3:15 for the official BKFC segment.
He's the president.
He can do anything he wants. You gotten any phone calls lately that you want to talk about?
Nah, I'm
talking about president phone calls.
I got President Trump called prior to our last event, and we talked right before that. It was great to just hear his voice, and I think that's what really catapulted us into really wanting to do what we're doing here on Friday night. We're partnering up with the Travis Manion Foundation. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Travis Manion Foundation is a large nonprofit organization spread throughout the United States that helps victims of fallen families. It helps current people that are having problems, military first responders. It's just a great organization for us to be teamed up with. And what we're going to do for them is help raise awareness to their organization and raise funds for them. I mean, it's a tremendous organization. Travis Manion was, the ultimate American. He was a team leader in the Marines. He went out in front of snipers, took the bullets so his team could make it out alive. And he was the only one in his team that died that day. So it's a tremendous story. I got to visit the organization actually with Paige Van Zandt last week, and we were both like almost crying. It's just a tremendous organization, and happy to be partnered with the Travis Manion Foundation.
Maybe you can explain. I'm a former Navy vet. There's former Army vets. There's former Air Force. There's no such thing as a former Marine. Do you realize that? They're Marines. It's not a former.
They are Marines forever.
Forever. For life.
Marines, yeah.
Talk about what it's like to be back in business, doing events, bringing fans. We've had people calling the station about tickets, and, it's slowly opening up, and you guys are one of those companies that's started up early. And what does that mean to you to be back and open for business on Friday?
I mean, it's great. It's, I just did an interview, and they said, when do you think things are back to normal? And, normal is where it was before. There is no, I hate using the word the new normal because I'm not good with it. Like, it's not good that we're wearing masks and we're in a restaurant and we don't even know if I can shake your hand.
Right.
Like, I can't shake your hand anymore. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, normal is getting back to where it was. But, I mean, it's tremendous for us that we're even allowed to have some attendance. Not for the money. It's got nothing to do with tickets. It's the ambiance. It's the feel. Like, the fighters feel a lot more alive when the crowd's cheering them on. I talked to actually Paige about it, and I said, how did it feel fighting with no fans when you were over there? And she said it was just weird. It was different.
It's like a workout.
Different type of thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I compared it to me when I was sparring. I said, was it like a sparring session? Because, like, you've got, you don't have the fans there cheering you on, so you don't really know. And she goes, yeah, I guess kind of like that, but it was just really, really different. So to be able to have that ambiance, to be able to have the fans cheering for our fighters, is tremendous, because they can hear that at home too. And I think it gives them a little sense of normalcy.
As well as, this is great for the fighters. And I just had Brian on Fight Saturday Night out in Vegas. I like no fans in the crowd watching it, as a fan. But on Friday, fans are going to be able to come.
This is just as much for the fans as it is for your fighters to have fans there.
It is. I mean, again, a little sense of normalcy. It gets them a chance to go out and do things that they hadn't been able to do for the past 6 months. You know, our way of life was just came to a screeching halt. It came to a complete screeching halt, and we weren't allowed to do what we were normally doing. And it put a lot of people in depression. It put, you know, a lot of people lost their businesses. People lost their lives. The highest rate of suicide we've ever had in the past 6 months in America. It's terrible. And to be able to give them something back, to be able to watch this and, you know, come out to this event and see it live, it is. And not just because it's our organization. I think it's the most exciting combat sport out there. Some people can differ from that, but it's super, super exciting to get that excitement, to get to feel about what America's about again, right? We're going to feel America. We're going to tribute 9/11 victims. So, you know, some people, I posted something that we're going to do this tribute to 9/11, and some people were posting, it's a conspiracy, the government did it, this, that, the other thing. You know, if it was, who cares? These men and women, and women, ran into burning buildings to save people they didn't know, to save the lives of innocent people that were victimized. Was it a planned attack? Who knows? I think it was terrorism. I think a lot of us really think it was terrorism, and some of us don't. That doesn't matter.
Right.
These people lost their lives. These families were affected forever, and they're still affected. So if we can pay tribute to them, to donate some money, to raise awareness to these different organizations that raise money for the victims of 9/11, it's tremendous for us and tremendous for the organization. And I'm just happy to be – I'm going to be the proudest pro-American that you've ever seen on Friday night.
No, I don't know about that, but you, it might be close.
I can't wait to do it, though. Right. I want to – like, you know, we talked and people were saying it's a political thing. It's this, it's that. Look, it's not pro-left or pro-right. It's not pro-black or pro-white. It's pro-American.
Right.
We're 100% pro-American. Right. We are supporting the United States of America, and that's what we want to do.
So I call Matt a tool. I'm telling you this up front because I don't want this to sound like I'm being a tool for BKFC. How can anybody say that BKFC is not exciting? They can say it's too bloody. It's too graphic. It's too a lot of things. But you can't say that it's not exciting. If you like combat sports, this is a fist fight.
No, no. It's super, super exciting. I mean, it's. I think it's the most exciting sport on the planet. And, you know, we've got some great fights coming up this Friday night. It's going to be tremendous. I actually just saw Chris Lytle walk into the picture. And Chris was actually the advocate for this thing. He was fighting. I'll never forget. He was fighting in Biloxi, Mississippi. And he was so pissed off because some of these guys were running and dancing and holding each other. And they weren't trying to fight. And he's like, this isn't what I signed up for. Why aren't these guys fighting their ass off? Because this is the most exciting sport on the planet. And it has to be that way because that's how we're going to gain the fans.
And I've said this to you numerous times. That's one of my favorite pre-fight speeches. And when you said all that, you know, you not only get your fighters and your fans and the media, you know, all hyped up, you know, for your event. So I'm proud to be here. Toolbags, proud to be here. We call them the hammer, anything else you want to call
or
them.
Or the chauffeur.
Or the chauffeur.
I drove the talent.
That's
like Miss Daisy.
He's got thick skin, man.
No, he does.
I'm from Philly. I'm like a brother from
You're not from Philly.
Well,
how are you going to say you're from Philly?
Exactly. I'm connected.
Two Philly guys.
He was just born there. He didn't live there. Didn't
I'm know. Still. When you say your hometown, it's where you're born.
Right?
It's not where you live.
That's where you paid rent. That's where you actually live.
I did pay rent. I was stationed there as well. So.
Through association.
Real quick, I don't want to get beat up by Tiago. How can people, A, buy tickets, and how can they watch?
I mean, please download the app. It's the Bare Knuckle TV app. You can go to bktvapp.com. I'm telling you, you get your money's worth. It's $3.99 a month. You get all the shoulder programming. You get all the past content, all our past fights, and you get our live pay-per-view-esque events all on the BKTV app. So bktvapp.com. And tune in and watch this great night of fights, and then we're going to have at least two live fighting events every month on that app. So we're really trying to grow that app. If you want tickets, just go to Bare Knuckle TV, bareknuckle.tv. Bareknuckle.tv is our website. There's a ticket link right there. There's only a very, very limited amount of tickets. They limited us. They only let us have 1,500 people here. I don't even know if there's any tickets left. I don't know. But I'm saying go to bareknuckle.tv if you want to come. You might be able to get tickets. And they're going to come to see this guy fight. Thiago Alves is going to he's going to take them gloves off.
Before we talked to Thiago and he's sitting down, was that a veteran move? Instead of me rushing you off, I kicked Matt out.
That was good. So actually, as we're talking, I actually just saw a video that Rumble Johnson posted a little bit ago. He was sparring Ang Lasang, the one fighting champion. Mm-hmm. And he was just he gave me a shout out and I appreciate it because it wasn't like warranted, like I wasn't asking him for anything, and he just said that I'm the coolest boss to ever work for. So
100%.
Thiago,
what's up?
Second that.
How you doing?
But talk about Dave for a second, since he's sitting here. We'll try to get you a little more money on your contract.
That'll be great too. Nah, the experience since I signed up Bareknuckle Boxing, it's been amazing. You know, very professional, very family orientated. You know, I can talk to David, you know, whenever I want to. You know, I got his number. I always text him. One phone call away. And that's amazing, you know. That kind of used to be, you know, way back in the days when UFC started, you know, and then things change right now. And I'm happy, you know, that be able to have this connection again with the organization that I'm fighting for and I'm representing, you know. And it's amazing, man. I cannot complain.
How excited are you for Friday night?
I'm super excited, man. You know, this is a new challenge. You know, I kind of wasn't as excited to do what I was doing, you know, in MMA, because I've been doing it for such a long time. You know, I had highs and highs and lots of lows, you know. And then when you do that for such a long time, it kind of takes the surprise element out of it. You know, I knew exactly what's going to happen the day I landed there, you know, and all the way leading up to the fight. This is brand new to me. You know, I feel like a little kid again. You know, I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm excited. This is the best shape I ever been, you know, in a very long time. We're American Top Team. We create a whole new division, you know, just to accommodate me, because, you know, being one of the pioneers in American Top Team, you know, we create an ATT Bareknuckle Boxing division. You know, we have some studs, you know, we got Leandro Apollo, one of my main training partners. The guy's a beast. And plus we have a lot of other guys too that now, since, you know, I join in, you know, in Page is in American Top Team as well. And everybody's looking at a Bareknuckle Boxing. That's, you know what? I want to do that as well. You know, it's awesome. How are they treating you? So they treat me great. You know, I got no complaints. I'm just excited to go out there and do what I do.
How much pressure, if any? I know you're a veteran. We go way back, you know, many, 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 many years. Main event, first event here. Is there pressure on you having the name and having that main fight?
I think pressure is a privilege, man. And I've been doing this for such a long time, and I welcome, you know, I think it's awesome. I think I deserve it. I think I earned it, you know, and it's just another day to me. You know, I've been involved in this, you know, fighting business for such a long time. You know, I know exactly how to handle myself, how to get in, how to get out, you know, and just being a professional, you know, just another day. I want to, you know, lead by example, you know, and show everybody that we're here to stay. We're here to take over.
How is training different? You know, I've said, and some people got mad at me, it seems easier because you don't have to worry about so many other things. I'm saying, you know, you only have to worry about the stand up. There's no kicks. There's no ground. There's no, but the training still has to be different, I would assume.
That is nothing easy in life, man. It's simpler. That's for sure. You know,
Traveling with that guy. There's nothing easy in life.
It's definitely simpler because you don't have to worry about, you know, grappling and kicks and elbows and knees and everything, but you have to worry about hands, you know, and once you're able to kind of dominate those tools, you know, and use those tools in a different ways, you know, there's so many creativity that goes involved in boxing and bareknuckle boxing with the dirty boxing and everything, you know. It's super exciting. So it's definitely easier on your body, you know. I think longevity, it's going to be amazing for me. You know, I can probably do this. I'm 36 right now. I can probably do this for another 10 years if I want to, you know, just because I'm fresh and being, you know, a full-time coach as well in the gym, you know, it kind of fits perfect to my style as well. Either I'm coaching in the morning or I'm training at night, you know, so I'm always in the gym. And it's definitely a lot easier on my body. You know, you went from fighting 15 to 25 minutes, you know, now I'm fighting 10 minutes with 2 minutes, 1 minute rest in between. You know, it's a sprint. I'm not saying it's easy. That's a lot more taxing in your body. You got to be ready. You got to come fresh, you know, but overall on my body, I feel great. You know, yeah, you get punched because that's all you do, right? You get punched in the face and the body a lot. But I never had a problem getting punched. So when it comes to preparation, this is the best I ever felt in my whole career.
When you train and, you know, when you watch sparring or whatever, do you spar with gloves or do you spar with no gloves?
Yeah, you know, we spar with gloves, you know.
If we spar with no gloves, we're not going to be able to fight.
We lose a lot of fights.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to fight if you spar with no gloves. We do some, boxing drills with MMA gloves, you know, and then you put the 7 ounce in gloves and then you go at it a little bit. But to get the feel, you know, we spar with 14 ounces gloves. You know, I never wear headgear. You know, and we just, you know, pretty much fight in a phone booth all the time, you know, with the 14 ounces gloves. And we go at it, you know, we go at it and we have fun. We're enjoying each other, you know. And again, it's just a different chapter in my career that I'm super excited to take over.
How many times, both of you, and I know I've asked you this question, Deb, how many times have people said, well, I understand you're fighting bare knuckle boxing, but what size glove do you wear? I know people still say that because I see it all the time. They're like, well, tell me about the glove. There is no glove.
Yeah. It's so funny because Brian Pedersen was the first guy that legalized and sanctioned this in Wyoming. And I said to him right before the fights, I said, who's working the gloves? And he's like, huh? What are you talking about? I'm like, I'm just kidding with you, man. So, yeah, look, this is it's great to have Tiago on board. Tiago's a legend in the sport. But what I like about him more is what he just said. He said he feels better than he's ever felt. He's fresh. He's ready to roll, and we had a change of opponents last week, and it was no problem at all. He stepped up. He said, yeah, let's do it. I'm here to fight. And that's the kind of guys we want fighting for this organization, guys that really want to stand up there, toe the line, and bang it out. And Tiago's one of them. But Tiago's a very respectful guy, number one. He's a family man, and him and Dan Lambert and everybody at the ATT has just been phenomenal to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and I think they're going to be really important in our growth.
Real quick, before we run out of time, Tiago, with the change of opponent, and I normally ask the fighter, it really doesn't even matter who you're fighting or what the game plan is, because it's what you're going to do, not what they're going to do to you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, I got to win regardless. You know, it doesn't matter who they put in front of me. I think I actually like this fight better because I have some footage of the opponent so I can study, you know. So I see a lot of mistakes, a lot of holes that I can capitalize on, and not just me and my team, you know. Speaking of Dan Lambert loves bare knuckle boxing. You know, every time I look at him, it's like, dude, I love bare knuckle boxing. It's amazing. He bought 4 tables, you know. He's going to bring the whole crew with him, and we're excited, man. You know, like I said, we create a whole new, you know, American Top Team bare knuckle boxing division, and the goal is to bring a belt, you know, and start a whole new faction of, you know, badass fighters for coming out of American Top Team. You know, we're looking to take over.
And Florida. We like to say in Florida. And that California and the Nevada. No, it's Florida.
Florida, man.
Pennsylvania is helping Florida take over.
Absolutely.
See, that way I get credit for both Florida and Pennsylvania.
Philly. Let's just say Philly.
Okay, we'll say Philly. Tiago, appreciate your time. Great seeing you again.
Thanks,
we're going to hook you up and your team with some 8-man strong gear.
That'll be
great. You know, for coming on today. And let's go hit a real quick break. Coming to you live from Daytona Beach as we get ready for BKFC on September 11th. It's 9-1-1. It's not a 9-1-1, but it's 9-11. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. 2 locations, 1 great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
I'm Daytona Beach. Had a whole thing set. I don't know if it's going to go down properly.
What did you do?
Is it going to go down properly?
I don't know.
I'm holding my fingers. We're getting ready to go to the phone lines. I'm trying to wait to see if I get an email from Jason. Play it. I could listen to Earth, Wind & Fire forever. So let's go back out to Las Vegas and welcome back for the second week in a row, Sajera Eubanks. Sajera, how are you?
I'm good. I like that intro song, guys.
Yeah. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, but I remembered to play Earth, Wind & Fire, bringing you back on today.
I knew you'd remember, man.
Talk about how strange this week has been. You know, you were scheduled to fight last week, luckily put on the card for this week. How strange was it for you?
Very luckily to be put on this card for this week. It's been a strange week. It's been a strange year. So it was kind of weird, especially because, like, my opponent got pulled out for weight cut issues and not because of COVID issues. So it was just kind of weird to hear someone getting hospitalized that early, like on a Thursday. Usually you don't hear people falling out to weight cut issues till like the last hour. But I'm just happy to be back on the card because, you know, a lot of people get their fights pulled and don't get re-signed right away. So I'm just happy to be on for this weekend. I just got to hang out in Vegas for a couple of extra days.
What did you do or what did you not have to do? I mean, were you able to still eat a little bit and then, you know, kind of restart on yesterday or today? Or I can't even imagine because I know how difficult weight cuts are. And then to have to wait another week, to me, look at how fat I am. I'm being told by Kendall Grove it's not, but...
The weight cut for me at 135 isn't that bad. So I hadn't got into the hardest part of the weight cut yet. So I did not have to, like, put on my plastics. I hadn't been into the sauna yet. I hadn't started to really deplete my water yet. So we did get the call before I started getting into my own really weight cut. I really don't start cutting the bulk of the weight until Thursday. So I had gotten pretty close. I got to, like, 44 when they gave me the call, and I hadn't even started cutting that day. So I was able to sort of rehydrate a little bit, eat some more. I kind of refed a little bit, but I stayed low. So actually, I'm lower this week than I was last week. So it should be even smoother for my cut this week. So I didn't have to cut. I got to reload a little bit. I kind of had to re-quarantine. I have to re-COVID test. So that's never fun because the COVID tests are miserable to me. Like, I hate that swab test. But other than that, that's pretty much it. The hotel can be kind of boring, but that's about the most inconvenience I've had.
What did you have to do, if anything, to get ready for Saturday, new opponent? I mean, do you cram and try to learn as much? Or, like I normally say to the fighters, does it even matter? Because it's what you're going to do, not what somebody's going to attempt to do to you.
Yeah, no matter who my opponent is, I'm always trying to initiate my game plan. I'm always trying to bring the best sergeant to the cage. I'm always trying to get the fight to where I want it to go. I'm always trying to cage control. So that doesn't change no matter who's across the cage for me. And honestly, this is my third opponent so far. So at this point, we just watched a couple of her fights just to get sort of a look. But not much has changed. We do, my coach Mark Henry is big on film study. So we did obviously want to see who we were dealing with, do our little research. But for me personally, I don't put too much stress into the film study, especially this close, because, look, I studied two girls and neither one of them made it. So might as well just keep focusing on what I'm doing.
Well, the reverse karma would say don't do any research at all, and that means the fight would go down on Saturday.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
There you go. That's right.
What would you, and I hate to keep bringing it back to food, but that's all I ever think about personally. What will you reward yourself with after the fight on Saturday?
Oh, man, I'm a foodie, so hopefully I don't get choked up for it too bad. Usually, so my favorite food to reward, but I like sweets. I like ice creams and donuts and stuff like that. So after Saturday, I'm always looking for sweets. I like to see, I heard Pink Box, I heard Voodoo Donuts are good, so I'll be looking for some kind of back home in Jersey. Broad Street's the best donut ever, so I've been looking for a rival to see if anybody could rival Broad Street Donut. So that's probably be my treat on Saturday night.
Well, I was going to do this anyway because you came back on the show, you know, twice in just about 2 weeks. But since you just brought all that up, one of my sponsors is Wicked Good Cupcakes. I don't know if you know about them. They run Shark Tank, incredible cupcakes out of Boston. And we won't hold that against them. So we're going to hook you up with a box of cupcakes from Wicked Good Cupcakes. So they should be at your door middle of next week. By the time you get home, you know, we'll get your address again and all that kind of stuff. But tell us what we can expect to see on Saturday. I'm sure very similar to what you told us last week we could expect to see.
Yeah, definitely look for a fun fight. Look for some fireworks. Hopefully they put me on another good placement. I don't know where I'm at on the card just yet. But I'm looking to make a name for myself in this division. I finally got that W in this division I've been looking for. I'm looking to run off that momentum, and I'm looking for a finish. I got to finish these fights in order to get to the goal that I'm after, and that's to get to the top and fight for the belt. So, and I think the best way to do that, Dana loves finishes, fans love finishes. I got to finish this fight on the ground or on the feet. That's what I'm going to be looking for, pure heat, pure pressure.
Well, like I said last week, I was looking forward to it. We, all the fans, had to wait an extra week as well. We're looking forward to Saturday. Thank you again for coming back on. We already have your address from last week, so we'll get the Wicked Good Cupcake sent out to you this week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Don't hold it against me too much. My dad grew up in Boston, but so as soon as you said Wicked Good, I was like, that sounds like Massachusetts. So I'll be very excited, and I'll give you guys a shout out in the post when I get them. I love sweets, so we'll definitely look forward to those.
Well, I appreciate it, and I don't hold anything against Boston. I met my wife there, so to me, Boston is one of the greatest places because it made life a whole lot easier.
Town, baby.
Exactly. So, John, thank you very much. Have fun on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
I will. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Okay, take care, and we're going to send out some Wicked Good Cupcakes her way. So she threw me that softball.
You did.
And she didn't even know it about sweets and stuff. So we will definitely.
I would like to get some Wicked Good Cupcakes for my wife.
I would like you to get some Wicked Good Talent.
Can I send you some of my address and you can send me a care package?
No, I don't certainly think.
What if I answer the three questions?
How about Kendall Grove telling me weight cuts are easy?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't argue with him.
You took a picture of us at the Speedway.
You did.
To burn your phone. That's how bad it was.
Well, I mean, if you wouldn't eat all the Wicked Good Cupcakes yourself.
I did get a box. You know, I got a box last week.
I saw your post.
I ate two of the four.
I bet you did.
I know it was. Now, Scott helped me because he knows that I'm the peanut butter guy, right?
Okay.
So he sends me one peanut butter. I got one peanut butter, one Wicked Good, one Red Velvet, and I don't remember the fourth one.
Sounds delicious.
If he would have sent me all four peanut butter surprise,
they would have all gone.
I would have ate all four. I had to run to the grocery store last night because we were out of my crack. Diet Coke.
Okay.
So I went and I bought 4 8-6-packs. And then I decided, well, I need to get some yo-hos and ring dings and all that kind of stuff, you know, so I could eat that with, you know, my crap.
Just a sugar overload.
And then I saw that picture at the Speedway that was just awful.
Well, and that right there is why you don't fight professionally and have to worry about weight cuts.
I'm trying to work on something, you know, to get back in a gym. I mean, I do want to get back into a gym.
I just did it myself. I'm 2 weeks in to the Retro Fitness 6-week challenge.
I hate it so much, but I think if I got into it, you know, again, I have all the time in the world.
Sure.
So if I got into it, you know, I got the headphones, I can play the, you know, as long as I can play my music. The only problem is, and being real honest with you, my music is not weightlifting music.
Okay.
My music is not cardio music.
It's like laying down at the pool, relaxing, enjoying life.
It's like what I have to listen to when I get a massage.
Like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, baby.
All right.
Like, what a good job playing it, bringing it in.
What song amps you up, other than the Rocky theme song, which I tried to duplicate today, running up the steps to the Daytona International Speedway? What song would like hype you up to where you were like, okay, I'm going to kill this workout session?
You know, it's stupid. But one of those songs is an awful song. I can't stand the guy because the song is so bad, because it means so much to me.
Okay.
And he was on American Idol.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. It'll come to me. It's on my things. When I really want to kick butt,
right?
I'd literally cry when I listen to this song, and it pisses me off so much. It's about a stillborn child and whatever. And like I said, I'll look it up here in a second.
Okay.
That's one of those songs, you know, so it's not head banging. It's not Steve's kind of music.
Right.
But that motivates me because I feel like I need to do something for my grandson.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. But I can't. Chris something, I think.
Chris.
Not Chris Young. Chris
Gallagher. No. Chris.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think I know what you're talking about.
I'll get it. It's on my play. So when we return, 1 hour down, when we return, Kendall Grove, when we come back, right into Chris Lytle.
He just shared a story with me that's going to be a nice connection for you.
Reggie Barnett. So action-packed, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This has been a lot of fun across from the Daytona International Speedway. Get dinner reservations because I'm hungry already.
Ooh, let's do it. You're not going to make that weight cut.
I'm not going to do it. We know that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.